I was thinking about Luke chapter 19. This morning, when I left home, I found a Tamil newspaper in my apartment. I don't know who got it, but the headlines said, good to see Michael. So the headline said, the military government is no more in this particular country, right? So I was thinking like the, how the people would have understood coming under a different government. And suppose if we say that Karnataka is not run by this particular government, so first thing that we will be is we will be aware of this. Okay, this government is over us and the rules and regulations will change, right? It says in Romans chapter 6 verse 14, we are not under the law, but under grace. Right? How it would be if I tell you that India is still under British government, British is ruling us, what will you say to me? You're mocking, right? You lost your mind. I think you have to go to Nimhans. No, but India has got the freedom long back, that is 1947. Sometimes, as Christian, we can be under the law, being governed by the law, not totally be under grace in our true realization in our heart, be set free by God. Because the conscience of man is very much alive to the principles of law, rights and wrong, and I have done this, so therefore I cannot merit the presence of God, and God is coming after me, he is chasing me, and he is going to do this, he is going to do that. This has happened because this I have done. But the good news that Romans says in chapter 6 verse 14 is that you are not under the law. Do you want to live like a Old Testament guy who is under the law? That will be a very painful thing. What kind of an offering that I have to take? Where did I go wrong? Which priest should I meet? Did I carry the right offering? Or like, but we are not under the law, but totally under grace. This is what happened when Nathan came to David and he told David that this is what happened in the story. And David's conscience was so alive to the law and he said that man has to be put to death. Okay, that you are that man. And when David said, I have sinned against God, what did Nathan said? I think that would have been a spontaneous statement. I don't know how many milliseconds gap between what when David said, I have sinned, Nathan said, the Lord has put away your sin. No, it can't be, David is saying, no. That is justice of God. I understand that it is very hard for you to understand, but that is the truth. And I understand it is very hard for you to digest, but that is what legal Divine Court of Justice has decided based on what Christ has done, that the Lord has put away your sin. No, I can't take it. You are not under the law. Of course, David was under the law, but Christ is saying to us, you are completely under the grace of God. It says in Luke chapter 19, this is a portion on offering. Here, Jesus Christ meets a man called Zacchaeus, and his name is Righteousness. The man's name is Righteousness. Christ knew that his heart was so tender and he was willing to receive Christ. And he went on to an extent, he climbed the tree. And Jesus Christ speaks to him in Luke 19, verse 5. Came to the place and he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. We have heard or from the Sunday school children many times, right? So Zacchaeus, I think that must have been a day of his life. And he comes down and he is going with Christ. And the people are very, very, very conscious to the law. How that can happen in verse 7. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." No wonder why Christ says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 20, when your heart condemns, just to know that God is greater than your heart, for He knows all things. He knows all things, what is right and what is wrong. But He is operating from a different platform altogether, that is divine justice. As Pastor said, He delights in loving kindness. And then Zacchaeus is for the first time experiencing under a different government, and he is totally set free. And he is no more governed by the law. It is beautiful. Zacchaeus stopped and said, "Lord, these people are saying that I am a sinner, don't come." No, he didn't say that. That's what Peter said. "I am a sinful man, depart from me." And Zacchaeus did not say, "See, these people are saying that you are coming to a sinner's house, why should you come?" Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord in verse 8, "Behold, Lord, half of my possession I will give it to the poor." How much? Half. "Hey, Zacchaeus, that is not the law says. I think you should be like 1/10. This morning I counted the offering, honestly speaking, 2 times, not to check if it is less, to check if it is more." Then I was caught by God. "Why are you so? What if it is 1 rupee more? 90% you have." So 1 rupee more, of course it is more than 1/10. So 1 rupee more. How many times we check the tithe? Oh, is it like exactly 1/10? Or it is slightly more? If it is less, it's fine. Man is no more under the law. 1/10 is just a number, isn't it? What can we give to our God who has given us everything? Half of my possession. Zacchaeus, can you please be a little more sensitive here? You have to be very alive to the law. You know what the law says, Zacchaeus? If a thief that is voluntarily has confessed to his crime that he has taken something that he cannot restore, he has to give only 1/5, that is 20%, and bring a trespass offering. Leviticus 6:1-7. And if he has stolen something that he cannot restore, and he has to pay fourfold, Exodus 22:1, he has to pay double if he has caught with the goods as he was stealing. That is Exodus 22:4. I think Zacchaeus did not quibble over the law. And I don't think he was like kind of asking a priest, "What does the law say? Now I want to like kind of up to the mark and clear off all these things. Not more, not less. Lord, let me tell you that I have tasted the grace of God. Half of my possession. I'm no longer under British rule. I am under a different government." Do you know what it means to be different government? I don't know what that country, I think it is Turkey, right? That today the newspaper said, what changes would have happened in that country because the military rule is taken away. So do you know that sin shall not have master over you, that you are not under a government of law? You are absolutely, totally released from it. And you are under the government of under the dominion of grace of God. I think Zacchaeus went beyond everything and he said to Christ, "I will give it to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back 4 times as much." I don't think Zacchaeus was conscious of the law here, though he is a Jew. And Jesus said to him, "Today the salvation has come into this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." That is the heart of our God. And our God's heart is totally captured by the grace of God. If it is not for that reason, I think he would have counted things and he would have done. And when he blesses us, he is not like, "This guy has done this many sins, okay, 25%, 30%. If God were to do that, that's it. Gone case, right? So God is not a totally, he says, if your heart condemns, know that I am greater than your heart, for I know all things. So when we give it to the Lord, we know that we are totally blessed by God, and we are under the gracious hands. So let's give it to the Lord with all our hearts. Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we are so drawn to you, not because we have done something, but because of your nature and character. And we are so drawn to you because of you. And the common man heard him gladly, because he knew what he wanted. And it says in John, you know what the man needs, and you give it to him, for you are the maker of man. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless our offerings and tithes. Amen.